Welcome to Manifestation Mindset and More Woo with Shia Samantha. I'm Samantha, your host and Manifestation Spiritual Life Coach. Ever wanted to experience a life with more ease and flow, to experience synchronicities and effortless abundance whilst taking inspired action towards your goals? Well, here we merge the strategy with the energetics to help nourish your mindset, unleash your inner potential, and support you to consciously co-create your life. We talk all things manifestation, universal principles, and spirituality, alongside the relevant tools, strategy, mindset shifts, and more, all to help you embody that dream version of you. If this sounds like your kind of thing, then you are in the right place. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful souls. I am so glad to be back. It's been, I think, about a month since the last podcast episode. If you hadn't listened to that one, I gave a major life update and what I'm kind of going through, what I'm doing right now, where I'm at, major changes that have been happening. And I've just kind of taken a minute to regroup, sit with what's kind of going on, navigating kind of my own journey, and just really allowing myself to do that without putting pressure on myself to show up in a certain way, to be present in a certain way. And I think that letting go of that need to be perfect and show up and always be like online, being present when you're kind of going through your own stuff, can be quite refreshing, because we often feel like there's need and pressure to show up and be a version of ourselves and always be on form. And actually, I think that's what kind of inspired today's episode, where I was wanting to talk about balance, because actually it's finding our own balance and finding balance, what that means to us and what it really means rather than what we tend to think it means. So I'm really glad to be back. I'm glad to be sharing this episode with you guys today and to really just talk about this topic, because I think as well, I see so many different people talking about balance. You see it on social media, people promoting the idea, but also really exploring, well, what does it actually mean? What does balance actually look like? A lot of people might say, well, balance is being healthy and looking after your mental well-being, your spiritual well-being, your body, all of these different things. Whereas a natural fact as well, it's thinking about the broader picture and how balance is going to look different for everyone. But yeah, I can honestly say I've been struggling with balance a lot lately, having obviously less time and being more busy. But also, I mean, so many, I think, of us could relate to that, is having less time and being more busy. Also, by the way, I'm actually recording in my bedroom today because it's a Sunday and there's just a really nice cozy vibe. I was in the middle of cleaning it and I've actually only done half the bedroom. I'm sitting in the half that I have cleaned. And I was like, I really want to record a podcast. I'm feeling really cool to talk about balance. And it has been a long time. And I thought, let's just go. Let's jump on the energy while it's there and just bring it while it's fresh, why I'm passionate and why I want to talk about it. But there's also like a storm in England. We're having like tropical weather at the moment, which is really crazy, where it's really, really nice. It's really, really sunny, but it's also quite rainy as well. So I was by the window, but I've actually just shut the window now because I thought it might be a bit too loud for us. But hey ho, we'll see, because it's also quite hot in here, so I don't know if I'm gonna last. But yeah, coming back to the topic, I wanted to talk about balance because this is something that I know many do struggle with, and I have been struggling with firsthand lately, and really want to talk to you guys about how to kind of navigate that, moving through that, and a couple of ideas as well I want to share at the end. But yeah, I think so many of us are squeezing more and more into our lives, running, almost like this feeling of running through, like there's some sort of finish line, like there's some sort of end goal, like we just keep going and we keep going, we build more and we bring more in, and you know, we want to fill up our cups and we want to have a very full life. But often sometimes then there's this sensation that we just go and we keep trying to do everything and be good and be the best in everything. And I really think a big part of this idea of balance is slowing down a little bit and pulling the brake up and actually thinking, what are we doing here? What are we running towards? What are we trying to achieve? Where are we trying to fill up our lives too much? And sometimes as well, without even realizing, we fall into this pattern of wanting our lives to be quite full and wanting to have more, especially if we're unfulfilled in jobs. So then we start doing more. We try and bring more into our lives. We try and see friends more. We try and go out more. We try and maybe pick up more hobbies. We bring more in. And sometimes that can be a sensation of trying to fill up our cups, but because we're having our cup leaked elsewhere, if that makes sense. But sometimes then bringing so many different things into your life can make it really, really hard to get any sense of balance or manage all of these different areas. And in reality, you know, we've all got so much to manage at once. We've all got jobs, relationships, partners. We've got health we want to look after. We've got our spiritual health as well, our mental health. We've got careers. We've got, you know, money, all these different key areas in life that we want to look after and we want to nurture. But sometimes we can almost try and do too much, and therefore it makes it even more impossible to try and get a sense of balance. And I think the real key that I think when I think of balance, I think the key that I think so many of us can relate to is this idea that balance is about getting on top of everything. Balance is about having all of the areas in your life balanced, but most people will then think they want that out of 10. They want every area of their life out of 10. And I think that that is definitely what a lot of people were striving for and are trying to achieve, but it's also really far-fetched. I mean, we can all make improvements. We can all try and build each area of our lives. I know this is something I do with my one-on-one clients, and it's quite a common thing, especially in like life coaching. When we first sit down in our first session, is we look at all your life areas on like a wheel of life. And we look at where the areas of your life are, maybe getting less attention, that you want to work on. And those would be the key areas that we would think about for coaching. But if we just zoom out and think about this generally, when we're looking at all these different life areas, there's this idea that for balance, it's maintaining a perfect 10 in all of these different areas. And that's absolute perfection, isn't it, really? I mean, that there's nothing better than achieving that 10 and that complete rounded circle in every single area of your life. And I think that's just an impossible standard. I think we forget we're human. We go through different experiences. We go through natural ups and downs. Life, you know, we're multidimensional beings. You're not a perfect little robot who is just managing to maintain such high standards within every area of her life, including health, career, relationships, spirituality, and so on. It just is an impossible standard. And so a major thing with balance is let go of this idea that you're having a perfect 10 in every single area, because that's just not the case. That is just not true. And that's not what balance is. That's not what we're striving for. You have to move away from that idea if you truly want to obtain balance. Because really, when we think about that, that's perfection. That is ultimate perfection. Perfection isn't balance. Perfection isn't something that we can obtain all the time and we can strive for. We can aim for, you know, better wellness. We can aim for bringing up these areas of our lives. We can aim to be a bit better in different areas, but it's also understanding that it's impossible to try and strive for that number 10 everywhere. And I think so many of us can relate to that pressure that we put on ourselves to be perfect and getting stuck in this kind of all or nothing thinking. And this is probably the major, major cognitive thinking trap that comes along with this idea. It's just got really heavy, by the way, with the rain. I don't know if you can hear that. Might be quite therapeutic in the background. But as I was saying, this idea that we kind of fall into this all or nothing type thinking is a major cognitive trap, because it's this idea that if we haven't got it right, we haven't got the all, we haven't got the perfect, then what is the point? Then I didn't do good enough. Then I've failed. So we set this goal of, for example, we might set a goal of working out X amount of times a week. Maybe it's 5 times a week, 7 times a week. And then if we don't achieve that, we think, what's the point? Like, I haven't achieved what I've won. I've already messed up. So, you know, this month you're like, I'm going to work out 5 times a week, each week for a month. And you don't do it in the first week. You've already set yourself up to fail because then you've already messed up the month. So then that mindset makes you end up wanting to swing the other way and just think, right, I can't be arsed. I'm no good. I'm not going to bother. And you end up sometimes then going the other way and doing more unhealthy habits that then actually make you feel unhappy and not feel fulfilled, not feel good, and then suddenly you have that desire to want to change again, and then you set that new goal. I'm gonna work out 5 times every week for the next month. And we fall into this cycle, and I can't tell you how many times that I've done this with so many different things in my own life, whether that's healthy eating, whether that's drinking alcohol, whether that's exercising, sleeping, so many different times where I've set a goal for perfection. And of course, it's not achievable. And also, you know, forgetting, not giving that leeway to yourself of like, you know, you're a human, there's going to be times where things happen, there's going to be times where maybe you're on your period, maybe you don't feel so well one day because you didn't get enough sleep. Like, this is a part of life. And we so often don't allow ourselves that. We don't allow ourselves to just be on that journey. So yeah, I think so many of us can relate to that idea of trying to obtain that level of perfection in all these areas. But yeah, it's an impossible standard. Like, having I think a really, really good one to think about is this kind of like healthy girl persona that a lot of people try and follow, try and live up to, almost identify with to a major extent. And this can lead to major burnout because it's not sustainable. It's not obtainable. I mean, you see it, I think I've talked about this a lot. You see this all over like TikTok and stuff of the girls who are like trying to get up successfully getting up at 5 and meditating and, I don't know, exercising, doing their yoga, doing their affirmations and all these different things before they've even got to their 9 to 5. And they're getting the perfect amount of sleep and they're working out, they're drinking their water and they're cooking fresh, healthy meals. And they're also being a good friend and spending time with loved ones and being a good partner and having their own interests and hobbies and all of these different things. But it's not real. And I mean, all of us know this on a conscious level. We know that what we see on Instagram is there to entertain us, for enjoyment, for sometimes to motivate us as well. You know, sometimes we see accounts like that and it's motivating because you think, you know what, I can do this. I can do this too. I want to be able to create that in my life. But also you have to watch out for the ones that are triggering and making you feel like you have to have this impossible standard of your life, because it's just not obtainable. And and you're never going to find balance if you're trying to do absolutely everything to a perfect standard. And not to mention as well that life just becomes exhausting. Life becomes a tick box exercise. It just feels like you're going through the motions where you stop enjoying meditating, you stop enjoying doing the yoga in the morning, because it becomes this thing that you have to do, not something you get to do. And so again, finding balance is really about moving away from this idea that you have to do all of those things every single day to achieve balance, because it's just not the case. So we've kind of talked a little bit about dropping this idea of perfection and really letting go of this kind of all or nothing thinking, and trying to shift how we think of balance. And how I like to think of balance is more like kind of maintaining this steady meander. Like, imagine like a river kind of running its course. It's meandering one way, it's meandering the other, and it's very, very gentle. And although, I mean, rivers actually are quite strong and powerful, but it looks very gentle as it's meandering all these different ways. But you can kind of get that, like, it's sort of going one way and then it's gently the other. That's how I like to think of balance, and really letting go of this idea that it has to be a certain way, and it has to be, it's almost like if you think of a river, it's like you're trying to force the river to go one way all the time.
and you're trying to make this river do these things the way you think is okay, rather than allowing the ebbs and the flows of life. And, you know, we do allow that with a lot of things in life, and we accept that a lot of the time, that, you know, you're not going to be happy all the time. We accept that and we can understand that, but we don't always allow ourselves the same grace when it comes to like our routines or our habits. We don't allow ourselves that same grace, that there's going to be ebbs and flows with that too. And I also want to touch on this as well, is that when we do try and do one thing so much, and we try and push ourselves to like be really, really healthy and have that really high standard for ourselves, we're then going to crave more variety. So for example, if you think about this in six basic human needs, I've talked about this quite a lot. I think I've touched on this in the podcast recently, but when you have too much routine and you do that too much, and you have that kind of ongoing, it can get boring. So then you want more variety. So then that side of you craves variety. And that's how sometimes we end up falling off the wagon with any routine, whatever it is, because we are being too strict, and then we crave the other direction. And if you think about this, like some people like to think of that as like a pendulum. When we're craving too much of one thing, and we kind of swing one way in the pendulum, and then we go the other way, and then we kind of get to the center, and that's balance. But I think what I've been thinking about it more recently is more like that meandering river. Or you can also think of it like a heart rate monitor, you know, where it kind of goes like beep, and it goes up and down, and it goes up and down. And that's kind of how I'd like to think about it, because I think that's a far more realistic way of viewing what balance actually is. Because sometimes you're a little bit more healthy, it's going up, and then sometimes you might be a little bit less so, and you might be leaning more into pleasurable things, and then you might be a little bit more healthy, it goes up again, and then it goes down again. And it's allowing yourself that ebbing and flowing. That is balance. That is allowing yourself to have that leeway and letting go of this idea that that's not allowed, or you can't have that, or even worse, punishing yourself when you do go off course, so-called off course, when you do fall off the wagon, right? When you do not do the things that you think that you're supposed to do, and you've not been successful. We don't allow ourselves that leeway. We don't allow ourselves that grace, but then it becomes impossible to sustain the journey, because we're constantly torturing ourselves or punishing ourselves when we haven't maintained the standard that we think that we should be maintaining. And this again is that's all or nothing thinking. And I mentioned this a few times already, but actually the all or nothing thinking is something we talk a lot about within CBT. Many of you who maybe are new to the podcast, I'm also a mental health practitioner, so I do talk a lot about mental health as well. I'm going to be bringing it in a little bit more here as well. But it's an anxiety pattern. It's a pattern and a cognitive trap that a lot of people who experience more levels or high levels of anxiety are going to potentially do and think like. So therefore, if it's coming from anxiety and it's coming from fear, you can see how it's also connected to ego. You can see how it's connected to that part of us that's trying to protect us from the world, trying to protect us from being embarrassed, from failing, all of these different things. But you have to remember that the ego needs to identify with things. The ego thrives on identification with things, with you being a certain way. So that's why often we put that pressure on ourselves, because we start to see ourselves as this healthy person, as almost like who we are, as an identity. And I want to be careful here, because I've talked about this a lot as being a really, really good thing. When you see yourself on an identity level, you're more likely to make change. And that is true. When you are making change and you are going towards your goals and you do identify more as that being who you are, you're more likely to make that change. The other flip side of this, which I don't think I've ever really spoken about, is the negatives of that when it comes to this idea then that you have to then be perfect. Because when you identify as a healthy person and you see yourself as this healthy person, and I do this all the time and I'm really, really healthy and I work out, you can also again flip that other way to not allowing yourself anything that doesn't fit into that box, anything that doesn't fit into whatever this healthy identity is that you've created. Whereas in reality, I mean, being healthy is being balanced. In my opinion, it's being non-restrictive. It's having a variety of foods, including healthy foods, but obviously knowing that we also have stuff in moderation. I mean, that is health. But as I said, the ego will latch on to this new version of you, this new healthy version that you're being, and make it who you are and not allow yourself that leeway. So it's really about recognizing that voice in yourself, recognizing when you can hear that, where you've become too attached to the identity, that it's moving you in the other way, right? You know, it's important that when we are making change, when we do make changes on an identity level, we are going to make long-term change. But we also have to be wary of those little things that can get in the way, those little other, you know, other sides of anything, right? And I mean, the other side of that is the ego identifying with it and almost telling you that you can't have this. You can't have a donut because otherwise you're a hypocrite. You can't drink wine and be healthy. You can't, you're not allowed. That is that voice in you. So a big part of finding that balance is just recognizing that voice, being aware of it, and reminding yourself that that's not the truth. You know, you can be healthy, you can be a healthy individual, you can identify with health and still do X. So you can still be healthy and still have a donut now and then, have a pudding, whatever it is, dessert. Sorry, I say pudding, but dessert. So I love to put this into a sentence and remind myself this when I'm doing that kind of all or nothing kind of trap of like, I'm this healthy person, I'm identifying with this new version of me, but actually reminding yourself the health is defined by how you decide it, right? You decided what was this new healthy version of you. In the first place, you made up that new identity when you wanted to become that. So you decide what the new rules are. You decide that you can be healthy and drink wine. You decide I can be healthy and stay up late on occasion. You know, if it's a weekend or you're having fun with friends or you're connecting. Or even if you're not, if you just want to, you stay up because you feel like it. You can think I can be healthy and I can have a rest day. And it's affirming that to ourselves constantly, reminding ourselves of that, because at this point, it's just an old pattern. I mean, I'm rereading at the moment, A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And it was this real moment where I talked so much about ego and so much about how we must quieten that voice and stuff like that. But actually there was one line in this book that really, really hit home to me that I was like, oh yeah, of course. And it's the idea that the ego is only the ego when you're not aware of it. The ego is only the ego when you're so identified with that you think it's who you are. You think it's who you are, how you be, your thoughts, right? Whereas in actual fact, once you become the awareness behind it, once you start observing those thoughts in yourself, once you hear the voices, and not in a creepy way, but when you hear that voice, you're not good enough, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Don't be silly. You're healthy. You can't do these things. You hear that voice in your head, when you kind of split yourself away from that and you identify that, it actually is no longer the ego. It's just an old pattern. And this was like a really key moment for me, because I was like, oh, I read that and I knew that, but I needed reminding of that myself, because we kind of give so much power to it being like this ego that we sort of kind of end up in like a fight with. And actually, once you're aware of that and you hear that thought pattern, it's no longer the ego. It's just an old thought pattern. It's just an old pattern on repeat, which means that you can change it. You have the power to change it. And it gives you that sense of, oh my gosh, like it's so much easier. You have so much more power over it. It no longer has to feel like this big thing that you're changing or fighting. You just think, oh, I heard that. I heard that old thought pattern. I heard that old belief. And then you get to make a change. You get to change it. You get to rewire it. So right now you can draw a line and you can say, I'm done. I'm done with this all or nothing thinking. I'm done with this perfectionism. And I get to create the new rules. I get to have this healthy identity and that be a part of who I am, but I get to create new rules around it. I get to decide. Because you do, you get to experience it all. You get to be here on this little planet, you know, having all of these different experiences, enjoying health and enjoying pleasure, getting to eat pleasurable foods and reminding yourself that that's okay. That doesn't make you a failure or less than a person. That is what we should be striving for. That is the balance. So as well as our thinking as well, I think there's this idea that the thinking, obviously thinking and behaving kind of coexist, right? We feel like if we haven't done something, then we also beat ourselves up for it internally with our thoughts. But really, we want to think about how else can we behave. So with that all or nothing thinking, we often think I have to behave like this. So I have to do those 5 workouts. I have to act them out, or I failed. So can we try and behave in a different way? Right? That probably wasn't very clear what I mean, but hopefully it makes a bit more sense in a minute. So find out what perfection means to you, right? Think about that level of what perfection means and how that means how you're behaving. So if perfection is 5 days a week, I want to be working out 5 days a week, that's my 100%. That's how you want to be behaving. You want to be taking yourself to the gym. You want to be acting like that version of you going to the gym every single day. Rather than set that as your target, why don't we take it down a notch and set yourself a percentage of that target? So letting go of this idea that you have to behave in a 100% way. And we often, when we do this and we think, I want to work out this week, I want to work out 5 times, and you let yourself say to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to work out 3 instead, you hear that voice immediately that's like, that's not enough. I know I can do more. I know I can do it. I know I can get to 5. So I'm just going to do that anyway. And obviously, yeah, then you think, oh, well, that's funny, because then I actually achieved the 5. And the truth is, you probably can. But it's allowing yourself to rewire this new idea in your head that it gets to be okay, that you get to change that, you get to decide a new standard, and allowing yourself to operate at a different standard. Because every time you do those 5 workouts, then you're forcing yourself to strive for that perfection still. You're reinforcing that old habit, that old thinking pattern, because you're still acting aligned with it. Can you see how that works? Like, if you keep saying, well, I can do that, I know that I can be perfect and I can do more, you're just reinforcing this idea that you have to be perfect. Because eventually what will happen is, when you do that for 2-3 weeks, it will feel hard, but then you feel like you can't drop below that, you feel like you can't reduce that. So instead, you can act in a new way, and you can just set yourself a different standard and allow yourself to accept that and know that that standard is just as good, or if not better. So if you want to work out 5 times a week, can you aim for 3? And remind yourself that that is a perfect score. Remind yourself, I get to be healthy and work out 3 times a week. And also kind of question that narrative that you have around it of, why is 5 times a week the perfect standard? Why is 5 times a week what you're striving for? Who decided that standard anyway? And 9 out of 10 times, you'll realize that actually society put that pressure on you, that you felt like you had to work out 5 times a week. You put that pressure on yourself because maybe you want to get fit or healthy, but then you're pushing yourself to maintain a standard that is not going to be something that you can carry on for the next 12 weeks. We're just often thinking about that next week. Well, I can do it 5 times this week. Yeah, well, what about the next week and the next week and the next week? You know, who decided that had to be the standard? You decide. You get to decide what is the perfection. And knowing that you may have the potential for more, and maybe some days you might do 4. Maybe you would have that little extra one. But knowing that 3 doesn't make you any less. 3 doesn't make you any worse, doesn't make you a failure. And allowing yourself that, and allowing yourself to embed that new standard in. And if you want to move up and you want to strive for more, then that's okay too. But making sure you're doing it in a way that feels balanced. As we said right at the start, making sure you're not falling prey to the old habit and the old thinking of, I have to do 5 for me to be worthy, to be good enough, for me to give myself that praise and feel satisfied. Because you don't. You set the bar. You allow yourself whatever number feels good. And also, I think as well, another way of thinking about this that's really helpful is thinking, why is 5 the highest, when if you give yourself 3, what do you gain? You don't lose 2 workouts. You don't lose the calories that you could have burned in those 2 workouts. You don't You don't lose necessarily. You can gain. You gained two more nights. So what did you get to do with that? Well, maybe those two extra nights you got to spend with a loved one. You get to see a movie. You get to take yourself out on a date, or you get to have an evening in with yourself, have a bath. All of those things matter just as much. They're just as important for a balanced life. And that goes right back to the idea that we said at the start. Why do we think that we have to have 10 in every single area of our life? Why can't we set ourselves a new standard? Why can't we redefine what it is, what perfection is? Allow ourselves to work out three times a week and enjoy those other two nights for other things. I think the real key message here is letting go of that perfectionism, letting go of that all or nothing thinking, letting go of this idea of how you're supposed to be, and just start allowing yourself to live a little bit more in any way that looks like, but just enjoying it, finding more balance in all of these different things and not striving for the absolute 100% in every single area. And I think when you do that, things become not only more sustainable, but more enjoyable. It stops being such a tick box exercise, and it becomes something that you feel like you can maintain for however long, forever, right? But you get to decide that, and you get to make that change, and you get to release that little ego in you that's telling you that you have to reach a certain standard to be good enough, to be worthy of that healthy identity. And it's all rubbish. You have the power to make that change. You have the power to redefine what that looks like for you. So yeah, I'm going to take my own advice this week. Really think about how I can bring in some more balance. Really think about what balance looks like, and stop striving for perfect in everything. And I think that's a goal for all of us this week. And if you do, let me know. I'd love to know, what are you going to strive for this week? Where are you going to try and let go of the idea of perfection? And where are you going to try and bring in some more balance across all different areas of your life? Let me know. Come chat to me on Instagram, or at @SheaSamantha_sis. Say hi. Tell me your key takeaways. I always love to hear from you guys. It really does light me up. And yeah, I'd love to hear how you're getting on. I think for me, I'm going to try this week to be a little bit more balanced with my spiritual health. I think I've been journaling a lot, but I'm wanting to bring in a little bit more things that perhaps I haven't done, like scripting and affirmations, and giving myself a little bit more time for that. But also letting go of this idea that, you know, I have to do it every single day, and just striving for, yeah, a little bit more of it, but not trying to obtain an impossible standard. And I think that's the key. But anyway, I'm gonna leave it there, guys. I'm rambling on now. It's been really lovely to be back. It's been nice to record an episode with you guys. And yeah, I think I've got definitely some really exciting episodes coming up that I'm thinking about, that I want to share with you guys, and some really big changes as well that will be coming up in the next couple of months, which I'm excited to share about. But for now, there's not much to share, but stay tuned, because I think there will be soon. Not soon. But like soon, a little bit soon, but not like too soon. It's too soon now to share about it. But anyway, right, I'm going to let you go, guys. As always, I really appreciate you being here, and I wish you so much love, joy, and abundance.